through juicing and just eating clean and exercising, I was able to lose a lot of weight. And then besides losing the weight, I actually started seeing, I used to have eczema, post-nasal drip, sinusitis, horrible temper, and all of those things seem to go away with living a healthy lifestyle. So I found it important to bring it back to my neighborhood and tell people.
Hey, everybody, that is Styles P. You know him from the Locks. He's vegan. He's here. He's trying to make everybody healthy. I hope you enjoy and receive a little bit of this advice.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with us. Every champion and carry champions to be a champion. A champion and carry champion, that girl you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion.
Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with
us. Hey everybody, welcome back to a new edition of Naked with Carrie Champion. And guys, this is season 3. I'm excited about all the guests. We had Jemele Hill to open our season, and she talked about what was going on with life after her memoir. It's really interesting for me to know what the behind the scenes is. People write these books all the time about who they are, what they are, how life is, and we never really follow up with them once it's all said and done. So I appreciate my girl for coming on and telling me more about life after Uphill. Our second episode thus far was Kirk Franklin, and you could tell I was a fan, giddy as can be. I love me some Kirk Franklin. He can do no wrong. And for me, that's the song I listen to clean up the house. That's the song that I would listen to with my mom on the drives to and fro school. I still listen to him to this day. He's narrated a lot of my life, for better and for worse, in terms of if I'm in a good space or a bad space. So I was really excited to have him on. I hope that blessed you all. And then we go from Kirk Franklin to the Locks today. How do we do that? That's what you do with Naked. David R. Styles on the show. You guys know him as Style P. He is a member of the Locks. And you guys remember, I think arguably the most recent versus battle that he had, the Locks, Jadakiss, Sheik, that they had against Dipset was really popular, really popular. In fact, most people said that was the best there ever was in terms of New York hip hop and what it looked like. So today on the podcast, I talked to Styles about, obviously, versus. I'm sure you all have heard his thoughts on that. But more importantly, we get into his new lifestyle, Styles' new lifestyle, which is fairly old if you ask him. He's been doing it for the better part of two decades, but he truly is on a mission to make sure that the culture, whether that be hip hop culture, black and brown people, that we are healthy, mind, body, and spirit. He and his wife have several businesses, several collaborations. He is vegan. He's plant-based. Wasn't always raised that way. But listening to him talk about when he decided to eat better, how it changed his life, how he noticed that he didn't have eczema anymore, how he had a better temperament. You all know about his temper. He had been in and out of jail. He had had a quick temper. All of the things that you would think would be just because you couldn't control your emotions. And he said he realized that he had a chemical imbalance. And to me, that's profound, because oftentimes doctors will medicate you and give you pills to take as opposed to saying, hey, you ever think about getting rid of cheese or not eating red meat in your diet? And I am not one to tell you I sit here and eat healthy. I in moderation, but I did feel motivated by talking to him. He had a very easy spirit. I hope that you guys can sit back and appreciate it. I do know that there are things about him that I don't love, and I didn't get into that. I'm going to keep it a buck. I know that he wasn't down with Black Lives Matter. He endorsed Trump in the 2020 re-election. All those things I was not happy with. But I will tell you, sometimes you have to separate the art from the artist. And, you know, I didn't feel like getting heavy on him. I didn't. That's not where I was. I was in a different space, because people can do good things and say bad things. People can do good work and believe differently. That is this life. That is what it is. Sit back, relax, enjoy this edition of Naked. Styles, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. I think that it's exciting to have you. I'm curious. It has been, let me see. I read that just recently you and your wife created a new line of PB&J. I think it's vegan, and you have an entire new lifestyle. So your name is not only synonymous with the Locks and New York hip hop, but it is now becoming known with healthy living. And the juxtaposition of the two is fascinating to me. Talk to me about how you grew up. Was healthy living always a part of your lifestyle, and you're just being more bold about it now?
Definitely not, to be honest with you. It definitely wasn't part of my lifestyle. Fortunate from having a career in hip hop and being able to move to a more affluent neighborhood, I started noticing the difference between the produce, the supermarkets, and just the stores in general. And from having a wife who made sure I was going on a path of living a life, a healthy lifestyle, combining the two made me sort of passionate. And there was a time in my life when I was 240 pounds through juicing and just eating clean and exercising. I was able to lose a lot of weight. And then besides losing the weight, I actually started seeing, I used to have eczema, post nasal drip, cyanitis, horrible temper, and all of those things seem to go away with living a healthy lifestyle. So I found it important to bring it back to my neighborhood and tell people, you know, because in hip hop, it's a braggadocious sport. It's all about, you know, how much nice stuff you have. But I felt it was important to let the people know that you're your best asset. You're the thing that you should invest in the most, yourself, your body. Mm-hmm. And just started pushing it forward to see a change come about in where we live and within our people.
I love everything that you just said. Well, first of all, I want to go back to when you weren't eating well. And you notice that when you made simple changes, your entire lifestyle, you saw a difference. Eczema, post-nasal drip, you were heavy, you were 240, all the things. How did that come to you? You're like, oh, I got to lose weight. Did the doctor say that if you don't lose weight, you might die? Did you have bad blood pressure? What happened?
I was in the county pen. Unfortunately, this was many years ago. I was in the county pen and got on the scale. And noticed I was 240 pounds, and I just kind of wanted to make the change for myself. And through making a change, you know, before I was plant-based, I became plant-based in 2013 by total mistake. I went on a cleanse and just never went back. From 2003 to 2013, I was pretty much a vegetarian, and But every year I ate Thanksgiving with my family. But Thanksgiving at 13, I felt very sluggish, heavy. Felt like somebody hit me on my side with a bat. So I said on New Year's, I was going to go on a 3-week cleanse. And I just never went back. I just kept going. And it was such a difference in not just my health, but the way I viewed the world. I became less angry. Became more cool, became more spiritually in tune. And it just was a change that I felt was, I was just grateful for, to be honest with you.
I like the word grateful, so let's live there. What was life like growing up for you? I read, whether I'm clear or not, your mom's from South Africa?
Yes, she is. My mom's from South Africa, my dad's from Brooklyn. Growing up for me and growing up
how those two. How did those two meet? How does the South African meet the kid from Brooklyn? How'd that all go down?
My mom made her way over here. She met my father.
And that
was pretty much it. And they had me. And there the story goes. But growing up in Yonkers, it was pretty, I like to say it was rough, but great. It was I'm 48, so me growing up was in the 70s and 80s, so it was a very fun time, very different from what the kids do nowadays, but it was rough, but it was great, soulful, and just the Black experience, man. My experience is no different from any other, most Black kids that grew up somewhere that was pretty rough. It's rough, but you manage to have good times, great times, actually.
So I grew up in LA, right? I'm a West Coast kid. And so there was always, and I'll just go into hip hop. For us, it was gangster rap, like Snoop, Ice Cube, Tupac, all narrated my childhood growing up. That was really where I knew, that was familiar to me. When did you know that you had this talent? Were you hanging out with a bunch of folks and they were like, okay, this is what you got to do. This is it. Outside of like maybe hustling and try to make it happen, how did you know this is where you were about to make your money?
It was just how I felt. I mean, actually, before we got on, no one was ever on from Yonkers. So Kiss and Sheik and myself, we really had a chip on our shoulders. One, from being from, you know, the five boroughs always get mentioned. But besides the five boroughs, God bless the dead, Heavy D was from Mount Vernon, which is the next town over from Yonkers. Brand Nubians was from New Rochelle. That's a few more towns over. But it was like, and Yonkers is directly connected to the Bronx. So skipping over always pretty much gave us that chip on our shoulder. I pretty much always felt like I was going to make it, and we were going to make it. And just the professionalism of my two partners, even at a very young age, getting with them even made the confidence higher. So I was always manifesting it as a child. From watching Beat Street, I knew I wanted to be in hip hop.
Really?
Yeah, that like I knew it was the life for me at a very, very young age. So worked hard at it.
Beat Street. Man, that's can we find that on Netflix now? Everyone who's listening, you got to go check out Beat Street. I love that. That was inspiration for you. Remember, speaking of God Busted Dead, the Fat Boys, didn't they have didn't they have a movie?
Crush Groovin'.
Crush Groovin'.
Crush Groovin'.
Like, all of, what happened to those movies? We don't make those no more.
Nah,
what happened to those movies? We don't make those movies no more.
Nah, they don't make them no more at all.
That was our version of a musical.
Yeah. Very right? much so. Very much so. I totally agree with you on that.
So then you see Beat Street, Crush Groove, all of these things, and you know this is what we're about to do. Ain't nobody mentioning Yonkers. Everyone fooling with Heavy D because he's from the next town over. And you get into this space where I'm fast forwarding. You guys make it.
Yeah.
You are known. You got bread. You got money. You got ladies. All the things. This is when you are not living this healthy lifestyle, though, correct?
Pretty much, yeah.
You're not talking about CMOS. You're not up here no. like, we should all...
No, I'm,
you're no, not, I'm not. I'm gluten-free.
Not at all. Not at all.
So
at that time, if you would have told me I would be doing this in the future, I may have laughed at you. I would have thought I would be the last guy picked to do this. You know, but... Through living that life and that lifestyle, when you're fortunate enough to see how fortunate you are, and you know, we're Yonkers boys, so we're always around. We're like blue collar hip hop, so people are familiar with being able to see us, touch us. We're very connected with the streets. That same connection with the streets made me understand kind of what the streets needed. So it was a necessary transition. And I would say I was actually being groomed for it subconsciously without knowing. Like, I stopped eating pork at 12 on my own. I stopped eating red meat my first year on Bad Boy. I just didn't like how, you know, I remember being on tour actually and driving through somewhere in the Midwest, and it was land, like for at least a couple miles land far back, as you know, I could see a long stretch of land. And I just felt weird at looking how the cows were placed and herded and things of that nature. I stopped eating chicken in 2003. So I kind of always been on a journey subconsciously without knowing. I think, you know, a lot of us, especially for males when they hit
black folks.
Yeah, black folks and black young males when they hit the street, like. I am 48, so I told you I was raised on an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Make sure you eat the veggies off your plate. But as you get older and you're outside and you're hustling and you're moving back and forth, that's when you start making the wrong choices. That's when you're at the fast food spot all the time. You're traveling, you're always on the move, so you get used to eating the fast food and out. But I'm also from New York, so I was used to the juice bars that the Rastas had and Rasta food here and there. So just as getting older and making a transition and seeing what was needed, I just started leaning towards the healthier lifestyle. And for my debut album, Gangsta and a Gentleman, I was actually incarcerated. So from being incarcerated started making me think, I'm a little too smart, and why do I get triggered so easily? Why am I so angry? Mm-hmm. And I figured for myself that I had some sort of chemical imbalance. So I started watching what I was doing. And then when you get in a lot of trouble, you have to learn how to change people, places, and things. So I started making, actually my partner Nigel in Juices for Life, he had a juice bar before then. And I would just frequent the juice bar just to keep myself somewhere that was healthy and get to be around a few individuals that thought out the box, think different from me. Wasn't that many customers at the time when... he had a different, it was called Fruits of Life. But I told them, you know, I made that my hangout spot. So people wanted to start come see me. They would have to come there. And it kind of grew. And then he always asked me to be in business with him. But I was like, nah, I'm just, you know, learning the lifestyle, promoting it. Then years later, he left that juice bar. He was chilling for a while. Then called me up one day like, nah, you got to be my partner. And he was off to the races. Him, and my other partner, Juice Lee, and myself. So
you said you're a part of blue collar hip hop. I'm really fascinated because what is blue collar hip hop to you? Because that speaks to your entire lifestyle and how you've been able to transition. But I wonder what blue collar lifestyle, blue collar rap is for you. Give me some groups. Who would that be? And are there any more today?
I say we're the epitome of it. It would be someone that that's in touch with the people. That work hard, that are accessible, that love the craft, that put the hours in. I would say KRS is definitely blue collar hip hop. Public Enemy's blue collar hip hop. Those who came before me is definitely, you know, those who love the craft and the culture and work hard for it and were accessible to the people is what I consider blue collar hip hop. I think with the Locks, with our group, we were able to take it a little further because we, throughout the fame, throughout the shiny stuff, throughout being on some of the hottest record labels in the world, we were always in touch with the people. People will always be able to find us. It definitely started out of, you know, being hardcore and like with a group that doesn't need security. But but throughout that, we were able to, you know, We always take pictures. We always hug our fans. We always sign autographs. We always been, you know, for the people and with the people. Like, so that's blue collar hip hop for me.
Do you see that today? Is there any artist today that you would be like, oh, I feel like that particular artist, that rapper feels blue collar to me? I know the game has changed.
No, it's changed so much. I would say these, you know, these, especially the new generation and they're supposed to. I'm glad the new generation makes so much money, but I feel this generation makes so much money and due to technology, they don't really have to be. Technology kind of runs everything. Instagram, Twitter, you know, you could do interviews over phones now. So it depends how you feel about where you came from and how in touch you are with it. So, you know, a lot of us are taught when you make money, get away from where you're from. So a lot of them are being steered in that direction. So, but there's definitely a few of them who I would say is, I would consider, you know, J. Cole sort of, he's definitely,
I like that.
He's definitely upper echelon, but he does things that keeps him in tune with the people. You know what I mean? I would say Griselda is definitely, you know, they're upper echelon, but they still stay in tune with the people. And they're, you know, they're accessible. So I think that's how accessible you are makes you blue collar.
Well, not even that. The fact that you say blue collar, I think of just now how you've been able to transition and what you're doing. Even, okay, well, let's just take it back to when we were all living our lives at home and we were watching the verses. It still felt very real and authentic. You know what I mean? I remember watching and thinking this arguably, and I'm sure you've heard this too before, the verses between you and Dipset, that had to be the Locks and the Dipset had to be the best verses there was, right?
Yes.
People have said that.
Yes. Too. Yes. We've heard that.
And so tell me about that experience for you. What was it like preparing for it? And what was it like mentally going into it? Because you have transitioned in so many ways. Was it just a verse behind you and you just reached back for it or felt authentic?
No, it definitely was authentic because I feel everyone that came before that, people were, you know, it was more of a cool event. And us being blue collar hip hop wanted to show people what goes behind your craft, like knowing your work, being prepared. It was pretty much like a show for us. Like we prepared for our show as well. We prepared for the studio well. Like it's a lot that goes into hip hop that people don't understand. Like we don't punch in the booth, and that means when you heard us, I could lay a whole verse, get to the end of it, mess it up. I'm gonna do the whole thing over. I'm not gonna have the guy punch me from there, because I want you to be able to feel the energy. Mm-hmm. So if when we have a show, same thing. We're not going to have the words on. We're going to give you the words over the instrumental.
Right.
So you could feel that energy. You could feel and understand that we were being very organic and very authentic at the moment. So with craftsmanship comes a lot of hard work and just the small details that people really don't see, pay attention to, or give accolades to. So for Versus, we just wanted to make sure that definitely didn't know it was going to turn out like that and be one of the biggest things. But
crazy.
It was beautiful to hear young people coming up going, you know what, I'm going to learn my rhymes. I'm going to start practicing my show. And
I'm going to start actually being an artist. I'm going to do it for real, for real. So I get
it. That was pretty cool. But we didn't intend that outcome. We just really intended to show people what goes behind when you especially challenge somebody when it's a challenge. Like, what made it real was understanding that the pandemic was over. It was like the first event everyone was going to. When I started seeing how many people were weighing in on it, was when the reality started hitting. To understand it was in Madison Square Garden, to hear Angie Martinez on the radio say this is for the championship of New York, all of that kind of made it into it made it big. It felt like a
Super Bowl. Yeah. It felt like a real main event. Yes, like, show up.
Yes, it did. So
yeah.
Even as the days got closer, and I remember going to rehearsal early and seeing Michael Buffer, and then it really hit me.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the NBA players and the baseball players and football players, everybody chiming in on who they think was going to win, and people going for that kind of made it really like, all right, this is going to feel like Frazier versus Ali.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And by the way, you also, like you said, that next generation behind you, the artists these days, hip-hop artists these days, rappers these days, didn't do what you all did. You set a standard. And quite frankly, reintroduced yourselves.
Yeah.
What did that feel like for you? Did it feel like a second coming at a chance for a career, or did it feel like, this is what we deserve? I feel like everybody who starts the game, everyone is standing on y'all's shoulders. Everyone can stand on your shoulders. And it was a reintroduction, I think.
Yeah, it felt like just the reason why you stay on why you do your work. It was more like, to be respected by your peers and fans for years. One, we've been through multiple generations and we're still around. And it was more so like, I guess, just showing that work and showing our work ethic and then getting the accolades for that. It definitely was like a reintroduce, because the world had eyes on us. Like, we were, I guess it solidified us in the legendary group slot for people who didn't know about us. So they got to get the information on exactly who the Locks were, what they did. But I like to stay in a humble place with the craft, and to be honest, for kids out there who work, you know, you solidify yourself by just dedicating yourself to the work. Moments can't make you. It's the what you did all of the moments to get to the moment that actually makes you. So, you like to stay on a humble plane, grateful for the accolades that have came after it. And but fortunately, we've been able to work with some of the greats. So, we've worked with pretty much all of the greats. So it felt good to get the recognition, but also we just like to keep ourselves on a humble plane and keep it pushing from there. It also, I was happy of things like the kids wanted to do their work, and then people were like, oh, we see you guys' healthy lifestyle come in effect up there. Like, we see that y'all didn't get tired. Y'all knew every word. You have the energy. So
100%. 100%. The performance for me was it.
Yeah.
Because they don't do that no more. They do not do that anymore. Everyone runs out of breath. You could just tell. You're like, nobody in shape. Like, what are y'all doing? I think that's, I 100% agree with that. You guys know what I'm going to say. You have to fast forward through the commercials because I know there is a lot of commercials. We have to pay the bills. I have to pay the bills. Mama have to stay cute and pay her bills. We'll be right back in just a few moments.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion. A champion and carry champion and carry champion. A champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest, greatest in sports and entertainment. Connected with
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion. A champion and carry champion. Hey, girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest, greatest in sports and entertainment. Connected with.
Hey, everybody, I appreciate you for supporting and listening. And again, I repeat this for those who are just now joining the podcast. I know that Styles have said some controversial things. More specifically, at one point, he denounced Black Lives Matter. I know that he also supported Donald Trump in a re-election. And I know that he clarified his thoughts on that, and there was a thought process behind that. But I do know also two things can be true. he really is dedicated to building up the Black community. He wants to make sure that Black and brown people are spiritually healthy, mentally healthy, physically healthy, which is why his transition from being a hip hop artist, which he still is, but his transition from being a hip hop artist to a vegan and a vegan lifestyle and promoting it is really fascinating to me. I hope that you learned something today. And again, I implore you to separate the art from the artist if you can. Take a listen. Congratulations to you and your wife and your and the businesses that you have. Can you go down all the businesses? I want to make sure. I know you said you have
pharmacy. Yeah, we have Pharmacy for Life. It's an e-commerce, but now we have a brick and mortar located in Scarsdale, New York. We have Juices for Life, which is now we have 6 locations, 3 in the Bronx, 1 in Brooklyn, 1 in Yonkers, and 1 in White Plains. We just opened the White Plains.
Do you have one with Angela Yee? Did you do a business with Angela Yee?
That's the Brooklyn location.
Okay.
Pharmacy for Life, Juices for Life. My wife has written a book, The Ethereal Hike, how to Discern the Privilege of Loss Through the Power of Love. She's working on the second book. I stay busy. I work a lot. I'm from the locks, of course. I have a solo.
Are you a doctor? Are you like one of those friends? I come over and be like, you know, my back hurt or my shoulder's messed up. And are you the person I'd be like?
I've become that over the past few years for my friends. One, because I feel like we, especially as brown people, Black people and all people, like often this lifestyle has been put in a box. Like it's for islanders, foreign Black people or rich white people. Mm-hmm. And being healthy is for everybody. You don't have to be. Although I am a tree hugger and a granola person, you don't have to be a tree hugger, a granola person. You don't have to be in a certain box. You could like designer clothes and live a healthy life. You could like material items and live a healthy life. You could like hip hop and live a healthy lifestyle. So I think people often have put a healthy lifestyle in a box. Like it's only for certain people. And we work hard to say it's not for certain people. It's for everybody. You only get one body. Treat it as well as you can. Do the best you can. We don't tell everybody run around and be a vegan, run around and be a workout fanatic. But if you drink on Friday night, you drink on Saturday night, Sunday and Monday, eat some plants, eat some fruits, eat some veggies, drink some lemon water, cleanse out, balance it out. We just preach balance and try to eat better. Like even my friends, I have friends who still eat chicken, meat. I just tell them, yo, make sure there's no antibiotics in it. Make sure it's hormone free. Just make better decisions because we like nice stuff. Like we don't mind spending on think about iPhones are expensive. Retro sneakers are expensive. New release sneakers are expensive. Designer clothes are expensive. Jewelry's expensive. But people often complain about the price of what they're putting in their body. If you could wash the outside of your body multiple times a day, keep it clean, wear the best clothes, take your time to, nobody puts bullshit gas in their car, bullshit oil. You want good gas, you want good oil. Right. People don't even feed their pets bad. But when it comes to ourselves, we tend to think it's okay to take shortcuts or not eat proper, or, you know, healthy food's too expensive. So we just make sure we eradicate and get rid of that kind of that thought pattern.
You said that the food, you realized what you were eating meant you had a chemical imbalance
for sure.
Imbalance based on your short temper. When you started to eat better, your temper started to be more even.
Definitely.
And what else did you notice outside of your skin?
More peaceful. More peaceful, like the more peaceful I'm able to understand that, to put it in a clear way, I own the energy. Like if you feed into negative energy, you get a lot of negative energy. If you feed into positive energy, you'll get the more positive energy. So just more so manifesting the energy. And nobody's perfect. Like not saying I don't, you know, harbor negative energy at all. Now that would be an absolute lie. But to say, I feel like I'm 180 negative, 180 positive. I just know how to operate on the positive side more. I can choose the positive and stay on that side. And just just being in peace, just actually just being in peace as much as possible, even though I'm not that all the time. It's a constant journey to get where you at. When I probably really achieve it, I won't be on earth anymore. I would think it'd be my time to
transcend
to somewhere different. But it's the journey of working on it and striving to be the best that one could possibly be.
You seem so peaceful. You seem so kind, very sweet. These adjectives I'm using, would that have been the case 10 years ago?
Yeah, but you would have got... Yeah, I was well on a journey 10 years ago, but not as, I would have been not as much, like not as much. And the journey brings you places, like, you know, and I've always been a gangster and a gentleman.
Yes, why not? Yeah, talk your shit. I think they both go together.
They're both. Now I just learned to lean on the gentleman side a lot more.
I am an elegant hood lady, so I can relate very much so. Okay, so I love it. Okay, so wait. Talk to me about, I just read, because, you know, I'm reading all the articles. You have a new project coming out, or you're working on a new project. And also, I think The Locks are doing an album. Yes, is that correct? Tell me what you're doing music-wise.
The Locks are doing an album, and I'm working on my last solo album, in all actuality. This will be my last solo album. Then I'm going to take a break as a solo artist.
Why?
I work a lot. As you see, I have Pharmacy for Life, Juices for Life. Oh, and I forgot the peanut butter is a collaboration with 11 Madison Park, which is the only plant-based Michelin star restaurant. And Chef Moon, world-renowned chef, and my wife and myself, we put together the PBJ to connect people who are plant-based from everywhere. So it is a high-end peanut butter, but it is great.
So you telling me I got to spend $30 on some peanut butter?
No, it's like $15. But it's well worth it, because you're not going to find too much peanut butter with maca and sea moss in it. And that's actually tastes very excellent. And if you look up, Madison Park, you would understand, you know, why it is what it is. But we just wanted to make sure we hit, you know, we hit all sides of the world. We need, like, our juice bars are in food deserts.
I love it.
But, like, our Pharmacy for Life is located in Scarsdale, one of the wealthiest towns in America. The collab is with one of the most high-end restaurants there are. So there's no such thing as a box when it comes to health. We're hitting it. We plan on hitting it all. We want kids who's coming up under us to understand you don't have to limit yourself.
And you put them in food deserts, your juice bars, for what reasons?
Because
explain
kids
that.
From the hood, they need to understand to put fruits and veggies in their body. And with, you know, with that being said, the better you feel, the better you think. Like, if you feel better about yourself, if you feel healthier, it makes you glow, not only on the outside, but on the inside. So you really... When you have a glow, and most people are glowing with a certain sort of glow, it's because they're really good inside. And I don't just mean healthy. I just mean, you know, they're good people inside. So that glow comes from inside out. So when you're eating better, that also contributes to you being able to feel better. When you feel better, you treat people better. When you treat people better and feel better, you just happen to look better. So without even knowing it, and that energy transfers when you transfer it to someone else and are able to be a help to someone else in the world.
How would you talk to, and I'm talking to Black men specifically, because I know so many who just prefer to eat like two-year-olds. They're like, no, meat and cheese and bread is good. That's all I want. Meat, cheese, bread. Like, no, they don't deviate from that. I think there is this perception of eating healthy isn't manly. Especially in our culture.
We do deal with that a lot. I straight up, now I'm learning to be more graceful, but I inform them of how stupid that train of thought is. Because, I mean, think about it. You know how it is in the hood in Cali. You know how it is in the hood in New York. The number one theme in all hoods worldwide, especially across America, is survival. Right? like everybody in the hood's theme is I want to survive. And that comes first to mind. Now, if you want to survive, it makes more sense to take care of yourself. You survive longer. Don't wait to get to jail to start working out. Don't wait to get to jail and start reading.
Yeah.
So we just put in people's mind that eating healthy is a part of survival, and survival is always the main theme in the hood. So, and we like to tell people to start investigating what they're putting in their body. Like, you can't think it's, once you start getting the information and understanding, like, you know, you can't keep going on with the stigma of that's all you need. You definitely need fruits. You definitely need veggies. If you don't get the right source of vitamins and minerals, you need supplements. You need water. You know, so we just fight the good fight. Like, we tell people because we care about them. So we give you the information because we care. If we didn't care, there's no need for us to give the information. And then we also inform people that if you take your time to look it up, and look some things up and see what's going on, you understand that. Like, a lot of people, it's the simple things. Like, for me, I remember years ago, and I'm going, damn, I'm in my 30s, but why didn't I question for years if a juice says 83% juice, what the hell is the other 17%?
Yeah.
But I never thought about it
for
years.
Yeah, what sugar? Like, what are they giving me?
You know what I mean? So when you start thinking about the things you're not thinking about, and you point it to people, like, if you eat, like, even with me as a plant-based person, I'm not growing my food, so I can't say it's all the way great and healthy. I'm pretty sure some farm sprayed something, did something, or something's coming across where, you know, it's not all the way healthy now. But I feel much safer eating an unhealthy batch of veggies than an unhealthy pig, chicken, or cow that I have no idea where it's from. Like, think about it. Like, where was last night's chicken? Where was last night's chicken from? What state? What country? Was it a male?
Okay.
Was it a female? Was it sick? How did it feel? Did it get detached from its parents? How was its emotions? These are things we don't think about. But if you do think about it, it makes you start changing your, you know, I feel we're all programmed to a certain extent. And it's about changing the program because people go, well, my grandmother did it. Well, your grandmother didn't have as much opportunity as you do. And your grandmother was,
and
she wasn't dealing with a time where they was throwing a bunch of stuff in the food anyway. So it's two different things.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion.
That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6
million? Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion. Got a champion and carry champion. Hey, girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment. Connected with
me. As you're talking, I'm all like, when last time I had some water today?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just things like that. You think of you when you, and then there are moments when people, I know this because obviously living in California, there's too many vegan places for you not to try it, and it seems like regular food, right? Hopefully you're eating healthy depending on where you go, right? But the reality is that everyone I know who has decided to do that, just make that lifestyle change, has had a moment where they've been sitting across from somebody, and I was just saying, it started by getting a steak. Someone cut into a steak and it's bleeding, and you're like, do I really want that inside of my body? And like, I'm like listening to you say it, I'm all like, and then sometimes you just black it out and be like, oh, I do need this. I do miss my protein. I want it. Same with the chicken. Watching a chicken, looking at the actual legs and the wings pull apart, you're like, damn, I'm about to eat a chicken. You know what I mean? So you have, it's like you have these moments and then, you know, and it goes away. But I do agree with you. It's only a matter of time. You talked about a lifestyle and I'm like, it has to happen. Eventually,
easing into it. Like you say, like I tell people, instead of just jumping into it, I always advise people to pick a day out the week, like say Sunday. Say Sunday, I'm not going to eat no meat. I may eat like a vegan, a plant-based person, whatever you want to call it, and do that for 4 Sundays. And then next month, maybe you could add a day. Maybe it could be Sunday and Monday for two weeks out of the thing. And then you just gradually go on, because even as I don't mean to sound weird, but in my mind, I can't go back because I can't make a chicken or a cow less valuable than my dog. I just know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh like, my God. Don't hit me with the pets. Okay.
Like, if you was on a farm and raising chickens and raising cows, I'm pretty sure you may have some sort of connection to them. Or, you know.
The same way. Because there are places in there are countries that eat dogs.
Yeah.
That's a delicacy. Maybe some people have heard that. Yeah, so you're right. And I'd be like, I'd be so grossed out by that. And they're like, this is a way of life. This is what we eat.
So,
okay, so I need, before I let you go, I need you to tell me, where people can go to support all businesses. Is there one site that you have so they can, I know that, for instance, my producers are like, let me try some NC Moss.
Oh, you can go to, go to pharmacyforlife.com, I would say. And with juices, I tell everybody, make sure you get your own blender. Like if you go to pharmacy, you'll go to our resource center. It'll tell you exactly what our products do for you. So for those who don't have a credit card and can't buy our products online, at least you could get the information to see what they do for you.
Mm.
You could go to, you could look at Juices for Life, take a picture of our menu, take a picture of anybody's menu. But get a juicer at home, because the best way to lead is by example. So if you go out buying juices every day, your significant other, your child, your peers, your parents, whatever, they learn better by example, by seeing you constantly do it and put the work in. And then it becomes a family event where you, you know, especially people with children, I would say have your children put the fruits and veggies in the juicer, make them part of it so they can understand what it's about. So yeah, you can check us at Juices for Life on Instagram, Pharmacy for Life on IG also, but go to pharmacyforlife.com.
Can you, Dr. Stiles, before you go, can you tell me what I can do for, can you tell me what I can do to make, no, I'm kidding. When I meet you again in person, I'll make sure I'll ask for all the advice. I appreciate you doing this, and I
appreciate your patience.
And, You have a great
thank
spirit.
Thank
you
very
you
really much.
Do.
I'm a huge fan.
So thank you.
So I'm very thankful to be here. I appreciate being able to be on grateful. This format, this beautiful show.
Thank you. You're so sweet. I appreciate
love
you. Have a wonderful day. Take care of your family. Take care.
Love
of
is love.
Hey, everybody, that is it. We are about to go. I have to go and figure out a few things. Let me tell you, I was on vacation this week, so it was really hard for me to sit down and do my podcast. I was in Miami. I went to Formula One. The race was nice. But Miami makes you feel like you're rich and you could just hang out at the beach all day and do nothing. That is not the case. By the time you hear this podcast on Monday, I'll be back on the grind at work doing the things that I normally do, which is pay the bills and complain a little bit. But I had a wonderful, wonderful time. I think I'm going to be a F1 fan. I do like what they do. Although I add this, I don't like the fact that the cars drive in circles for 50, 60 laps. I might have to do a mini F1. That means I don't have to pay attention to all of the laps. Secondly, by the time you hear this podcast, my Lakers have wrapped up the series and they are on their way to the Western Conference Finals. Praise the Lord. Hopefully I don't jinx it. If you're not a LeBron fan, you hate greatness. I will talk to you guys next week. Love y'all.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.